So the first episode of my blog is titled The Double-Edged Sword, How My Mind Works and Why Relationships Are So Hard. It's a lot of time explaining me why I respond the way I do, why I always seem to fail in relationships, be those romantic, friendships, work relationships, why people often describe me as hyper-intelligent, but they never see the burdens that come with it. So I have something called Savant Syndrome. I also have an autistic spectrum disorder, meaning that my brain is wired in a way that lets me perform what might seem brilliant and to some people, but it also means that I struggle with things that most people find easy and they can't understand why I don't. I also struggle intensely with rejection sensitivity disorder. This makes emotional interactions, especially in relationships, and I use relationships as a branching term, in anything from casual friendships to full-blown romances, I can find severely overwhelming. To illuminate both sides of this experience, my condition serves me really well in certain situations, but it presents significant challenges when it comes to friendships, to social interactions, and to romantic relationships. My brain is built to excel in high pressure situations. I work for the ambulance service, and that's where my head is at its best. My brain runs fast during emergencies, lightning fast. I can analyze complex scenarios. I can recognize patterns. I can filter important information at nearly lightning speed. I don't freak out under pressure. I examine, I adjust, and I do. My hyperfocus allows me to block out distractions, it allows me to make life-saving decisions in split seconds, and it allows me to call medical knowledge with near-perfect accuracy. Frustratingly, to a lot of my colleagues, I can quote textbooks down to the page number. And this isn't something that I've ever set up to do, it's not something I've trained for, it's just how my brain processes information. Whereas sometimes people might tend to suffer from feeling overwhelmed during these high stakes environments, I find clarity and I find peace. However, once I get out of that control, once I get out of that compartmentalized space, it's an entirely different ballgame for me. The same brain that helps me analyze medical emergencies does not adapt equally well when thinking about social situations, conversations, relationships, even emotional exchanges. They don't have stringent rules in the way that medicine does. There's no textbook that I can memorize. This is further complicated by the fact that my brain still has no idea how to read the unspoken nuance, the subtle undertones that are often present in human communication. People are erratic, they're unpredictable, they're inconsistent. And I overanalyze everything. Yeah, I'm that guy. Every single word, every expression, every shift in your tone, posture, body language, I will dissect everything, trying to find out what it means, and I overcomplicate it. I feel emotions incredibly intensely. A casual rejection, a misconstrued text, a shift in tone can hit me like a freight train. To some people, it will seem over the top, like I'm over exaggerating, but I find it that overwhelming. I often have a hard time with unspoken social rules. I struggle with small talk. I struggle interpreting nuance. But most importantly, I struggle when making a decision about what my mouth should do or when I should learn to just shut the fuck up. These skills did not arrive with my birth, and they have not developed well into my 30s. It makes friendships and relationships hard because people expect me to handle emotions in the way that they do, but my brain doesn't operate that way. Rejection sensitivity disorder, or RSD, is one of the worst things that I live with. Sometimes it is debilitating in every sense of the word. It means that even the slightest rejection, whether real or imagined, can seem completely intolerable. If someone doesn't respond to a text message, if they cancel plans at short notice, or even if I just get a vague response, my brain will go into a spiral, analysing, did I do something wrong? Are they mad at me? Do they just not want me to be around anymore? And to be honest, it's exhausting. We live in a society where everybody's phone is in their hand 24/7. And if I get left on red, my brain will assume the worst. Not that you're busy, it's straight to the worst possible conclusion. And it's, like I said, it's exhausting. It isn't about wanting validation. It's that my brain doesn't register rejection in the same way that most other people's can. It doesn't just hurt me, I'm crushed by it. It persists, I can't move beyond it, even though rationally, I understand that it's just not personal. But obviously this makes relationships very difficult for me. Whilst it's not being about validation, I do require validation, not due to the fact that I don't believe people or in other people, but rather because my brain is set up to expect dismissal, regardless of whether it is here or not. When I do get a rejection, it is soul-destroying. And obviously this has deep implications for personal relationships, for romantic relationships. I want to show up and be the best partner I can be. I love deeply, I'm devoted, I'm a passionate person, I care deeply, but my struggles will make things very complicated. When I cry, I don't always know how to feel the right emotion. I don't always feel the way people expect me to. What is natural to other people feels very alien for me. I often seem disinterested, even when I am invested. Sometimes I shut down because my brain is too full. It's not because I don't want to be connected. I'm just busy in my head. I worry about every exchange that I have. If something seems off, I will ruminate on it. I'll replay the conversation over and over in my head, analyzing what I did wrong. Did I say something wrong? The tone of the other person. And as I've said, it's exhausting. I do best with straight and candid communication. I tend not to read between the lines well. If there's something wrong, I need you to tell me directly, or else I'll completely miss it and I'll spiral into anxiety trying to figure it out. I know many of my work colleagues have been with me at work and will have often heard me say to patients, I know this sounds blunt, but I don't know any other way to be. That's how I need the communication in return. I do, however, have a very close network of friends, of family members, even mentors that I know I can count on. These conversations can be tough for the people in my life. I don't expect other people to shoulder the burden of my struggles. I just ask for some compassion, for some patience, and maybe a little understanding. If there is someone in your life with a brain like mine, whether that's a friend, a partner, a family member, here's what helps. Be direct and be honest. Please don't leave things open to interpretation. If there's a problem, tell us. Reassure us when we're needed. A simple we're good or an I'm not upset will go a long way to prevent a spiral in our heads. Don't take the over-analyzing personally. I'm not trying to be difficult. I really can't stop it. Try to understand that my responses are not always logical. I know when I'm overreacting. It doesn't mean I can control it. It doesn't mean that I can stop feeling it. Take your time to experience these emotions. Sometimes I will go completely quiet. And it's not because I don't care. It's because I have to process what I'm feeling in a way that makes sense to me. So yeah, the bottom line, sometimes I can do things and I can perform well in a way that makes me look or sound impressive, but it comes with substantial challenges. I don't turn my brain off. My feelings, unlike other people's, can be overwhelming and I will latch on to anything. Once I have, I struggle to let go. Relationships to me seem to be a labyrinth with no guided way through. And I don't say this in search of sympathy. I just say this in search of some understanding. If you've ever wondered why I act the way I do, why I seem sometimes unbothered by the things that I should be, while I see cold and distant in intensely emotional situations, this is why. It's why I have a hard time in relationships. But I'm not broken. I don't need fixing. I just need people to be aware that my mind works differently. And that there's nothing wrong with that.